Dictation for Danielle, Daniel Cooper, Cooper. June 2881 addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, JENSEN, MP, 5831914. Dear Angela, consultation for Mr. Cooper for nephrotic syndrome comes accompanied with wife. I saw him July the 21st. He has a history of steroid-responsive nephrotic syndrome beginning at age 4. Used to follow University of Michigan until he was in his 20s. He treats himself with recurrence of episodes. This year has been more active, attributed to allergies and some environmental pollution, like the fog coming from the Canadian fire. He takes a prednisone, relatively high dose, for 7-10 days. When his edema disappears and he makes more urine, and he completes weaning down in a period of 2-3 weeks at the most. This year, 2023, he has treated himself at least 3 times. The edema has, for the most part, resolved. He denies any associated symptoms, no gross blood in the urine, no skin rash, no joint tenderness, no compromise of mucosal areas, no difficulty breathing, cough or sputum production, no chest pain palpitation. He also takes diuretics as needed, not in a regular basis. There has been a recent attack of gout over the right elbow, for what he takes colchicine, ibuprofen for a few days, and has been on Uloric in a regular basis for prevention. Next paragraph, past medical history for steroid sensitive nephrotic syndrome. Age 4, no renal biopsy has been done, no renal failure. There has been no complications of deep vein thrombosis of pulmonary embolism. He takes medications for elevated cholesterol, although a low dose. He has no persistent hypertension. No reports of coronary artery disease, TIS, stroke, or seizures. No peripheral vascular disease. Does have recurrent gout, lower extremities, elbows, but no history of kidney stones, no chronic liver disease. He's not aware of blood transfusion, viral hepatitis. He has problems of allergies, upper respiratory symptoms, no diagnosis of asthma. Next paragraph. No reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications, Lipitor, a low dose 20, on Zyrtec, colchicine, ibuprofen as needed, Uloric, Lasix as needed, Prilosec, prednisone as needed. Next paragraph, he chew tobacco, no smoking, does drink caffeine, he's an electrician. Denies heavy alcohol abuse, denies family history, does have a history of kidney disease. Apparently, on his mother's side, but no other family members affected. no reported surgeries. Next paragraph on physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 166, blood pressure 122/80, oxygenation runger 95%, pulse of 86. He was kind of anxious about this appointment. Alert, to the intestine 3, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no respiratory distress. I don't see any skin rash or mucosal abnormalities. I do not hear any localized RALS consolidation, pleural effusion, or arrhythmia, pericardial RAP, overweight of the abdomen, but no ascites, tender, and somasis, no peripheral edema. The right elbow shows a gout attack. Next paragraph, a 24-hour urine collection, creatinine 3.47. This was done when he was already almost off the prednisone, so we do not know how bad it was at the beginning of the flare-up. Normal creatinine kidney function at the peak of the nephrotic syndrome, low protein, low albumin, 4 and 1.8. Normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated probably from pre-renal state and diuretics. Corrected calcium will be normal. Glucose is normal. Cholesterol 443. Triglyceride 318. LDL 335 with an HDL of 54. Liver function tests were not elevated. I do not have a cell count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Steroid sensitive nephrotic syndrome that started at the age of 4. In that population, typical abnormalities in relation to minimal change nephropathy or steroid responsive FSGS. Given the number of years that he has preserved kidney function, I will favor minimal change. He takes steroids at his own dose and weaning process, successfully controlling his symptoms. There is no compromise of kidney function. There is no complications of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He does have, however, severe elevated cholesterol, triglycerides, and the statins might need to be given more aggressively. He complains of some muscle cramps, although this appears to be clustered around the flare-ups of nephrotic syndrome, when he might be having relatively low calcium because of the third spacing and anasarca valent contraction. So I don't think that's a limiting factor. Push on the Lipitor as high as you can. He understands that the gout goes also with potential the use of diuretics, minimizing animal protein. He doesn't drink much of alcohol. There is no indication for a renal biopsy, no indication for alternative immunosuppressant agents, continue physical activity, avoid anti-inflammatory agents in between gout attacks. We will try to obtain records from University of Michigan, when he used to follow with pediatric and nephrologists all the way into his 20s. Share with me chemistries that you do in a yearly basis. We like to see him back in a year or early as needed. End of dictation.